Hi everyone, welcome to the fifth episode of Reach the Peak podcast. I'm your host, Quinn Lovett, also known as Bashino, and today I'm joined by Queen Magnolia. Hi!
Hello, I'm Magnolia, also known as Leah, formerly known as Gwonky.
Hell yeah. So I guess we'll start, as always, with, you know, who are you, where you're from, just a little bit of background before we start talking about the gaming. And
So I am from Portland, Oregon, and I am a Hollow Knight speedrunner, a Celeste speedrunner, a speedrunner of various other things for short amounts of time. I originally started playing video games since as long as I've been around, but in terms of like on the PC and taking them seriously, I started playing like Overwatch, I think, in 2014, whenever that came out, whenever the beta came out for that. I think the beta was 2015.
Was it 2015? Yeah, probably.
I'm not sure. So that was where the journey started, and I was terrible, and I was also like 11. Or 12.
I mean, I think you're allowed to be terrible at 11 and 12.
As the path takes me, I eventually ended up playing League of Legends. And that was one of the worst decisions I've ever made.
I never went down that pipeline. It's okay. I avoided the League of Legends grind phase.
Yeah. Yeah, I have like 700 hours wasted on League.
I have like 5 minutes.
It could be worse. It could be worse. There are people with significantly more time wasted on League, but I narrowed it down to only 700 hours wasted on League.
We love that. Time wasted is crazy.
There's a website that tracks your hours, and the website is called Time Wasted on LOL.
Perfect.
But anyway, so at some point I stopped playing League. COVID happened in my sophomore year of high school, and then that summer after COVID began, summer 2020, I picked up speedrunning. Not really intentionally. I kind of just stumbled into it. My friend and I were doing some. We both played Hollow Knight, and so we were like, who could beat this game faster? And then we just started racing each other, and we did like 5 to 10 races probably. And at some point we were like, wait, people do this. Like,
yeah.
Like, they already do this. Like, then they're probably really good at it. Like, we could just look at what they're doing. And so
let's go.
That led to us both submitting some speed runs. He no longer runs the game. He ran it for like 2 months, maybe. You can still find his run if you go all the way. It's on the 1432 plus NMG board. It's probably in the hundreds. I don't know. His name is Wagical. His name is Wagical Wizard. So shout out Jack.
hell yeah.
But I kept running, for quite a while, and you know, the rest is kind of history. I just kind of started playing.
Yeah.
Nonstop, and I played nonstop for 2 years. I averaged like five and a half hours a day for 2 years. So like a little more than a full-time job.
Yeah, yeah.
7 days a week though.
As it happens. I don't know. Yeah. But I've definitely been at that point where I'm like, oh, I need to fucking get off. I need to get off the fucking game. What the hell am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah, that has happened to me, but I'll get into that later.
Yeah.
I did eventually go and branch into Celeste, but I can talk more about that later as well.
Yeah, cool. So I guess known for Hollow Knight, mainly, I'd say. Probably.
It's probably like 75-25 Hollow Knight Celeste, I'd say.
Yeah. And, said you're from the States, of course. Is there like, do you go to many speedrun like conventions or like events or?
I do now, I guess. My first thing I ever went to for speedrunning IRL, Well, besides like friend meetups that I met from here, which I have met quite a few people, but I went to SGDQ 2024.
Oh, yeah,
cool. And I went to AGDQ 2025. And I am planning on being at SGDQ 2025 in Minneapolis this July. And I'm also planning on being at ASM 2025 3 days after that. So
going to ASM?
Yeah, that's going to be a
good, so am I.
A journey. Going from Minneapolis to for a week and then...
I imagine your flight's probably longer than mine.
Immediately booking it from the center of the United States to Australia.
I mean, I don't know how long the flight is latest for me. Like 4 hours? 4.5?
I don't even know if I can stay for the finale of SGDQ 2025 and then make it to ASM in time for it to start.
I don't
start.
Know what the flights are to Adelaide, like distance-wise for.
It,
so, yeah.
The from LA, it's like...
13 hours?
14 hours, yeah. And Minneapolis is like, I don't know, I'll probably fly from like Minneapolis to LA and then LA to Adelaide or something.
Yeah.
Or like, God forbid, Minneapolis to somewhere else to LA to Sydney to Adelaide, which would be like the worst case scenario.
Yeah. Cut down the flight to like a minimum. Yeah. That's cool. I'm excited to meet like all the people, you know, like I've been talking to for ages. I'm just like, I can't ever go anywhere. I fucking live on a tiny ass island.
You're gonna be at ASM, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Looking forward to it.
Let's go meet up. Now I have people I need to meet, but they're like not very accessible to me. You know?
Yeah. You kind of have to fly to get anywhere.
I have to fly, to get anywhere. I have to fly to get to places in my own fucking country.
Isn't New Zealand, it's like multiple islands, right?
Yeah, there's two islands. There's just one two, like, main ones, up in north and south. It's like, to get to Noah, I have to fucking fly to see family and shit. Crazy. Anyway. Okay, I guess... talked about gaming, like, how did you get, like, into gaming in the first place, like, Overwatch or anything, like?
Oh, my older brother, I have an older brother who's 4 years older than me, and so he's always been into it, like, since before we had computers, he was playing Halo 3 and every Call of Duty game that was around on the Xbox
Halo
360.
Good game.
Yeah.
Good game.
So I've always grown up watching him play that stuff, and occasionally having a turn on the controller, but most of the time I didn't really know what I was doing because I was too young. So I just watched. And then at some point when I heard Overwatch was coming out, because I had played Hearthstone a lot on like my iPad, or there was like a tablet we had, I think.
Oh yeah.
So I just played Hearthstone on there for like a really long time. Actually, I don't want to get fact checked. It might have been a laptop. I don't know if Hearthstone Mobile was out at the time. But anyway, it was some sort of shitty device that I was playing Hearthstone on while
I
was hanging out.
I don't think you're going to get too heavily scrutinized in the podcast.
I'm just trying to keep the facts straight.
You say like one tiny thing. It's just like, you fucker, you got it wrong. It's just like,
you couldn't have been playing Hearthstone on a tablet in 2013. That's honestly not possible. There was no Hearthstone on the tablet.
Honestly, knowing Blizzard
this
fans.
The story must have been fabricated.
Knowing Blizzard fans, I wouldn't put it past him. You say one thing wrong, I was like, nah, fuck that. Time to correct. Yeah.
I was into Hearthstone, and so, you know, I was kind of paying attention to the Blizzard games at the time, and I had like a really old, dusty, crusty old family PC in the dining room where I would play Diablo 3. And so I'd had a little bit of experience like playing games on the computer, and my brother was like super, he'd always been into first person shooters, playing Halo and Call of Duty. So when Overwatch was announced, he was super excited for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously as a younger sibling, I'm just going to be interested in whatever he's into.
Yeah, that's so, fair. Before you, like, apart from your brother, did you have, like, inspiration, like, to play games? Or, like, did you have, like, any people you watched or, you know?
I mean, I used to watch like the Hearthstone YouTubers back in the day. It's probably the first time I was watching like gaming stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
fair. That I would say.
I don't know.
But besides that, Hearthstone,
I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's the World of Warcraft game, right? Card game, yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. But yeah. Other than that, I mean, I think early inspiration, like early, nothing. I definitely had like people that I like to watch, but I don't think I've ever felt like inspired until we got into speedrunning.
That's fair. Any speedrunners inspire you?
Yeah, the first one would obviously be Pestilent Box 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was the world record holder when I started running Hollow Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd just gotten world record with 3255. And I had started running the game about the same week that he got that run, and so I was kind of like in the moment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Living like, in the moment, being like, "Oh, wow, this run is like the best you can get right now."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
hindsight's 2020, eh?
I mean, at the time, it was insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that's happened since then has been like, you know, just like time saves from stuff we didn't know about. But
yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
Run comes out, you're like,
it is weird.
Incredible, and someone finds like a dumbass like out of bounds skip or something. It's like, oh my god, no.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's the current state of Eyebalder. Yeah. But yeah, like it is weird to look at the leaderboard now and see after like all the time that's passed.
Yeah.
I'm now on at 10th place after having world record and Pest. The person that I like looked up to the whole time I was running the game is now at 11th.
Yeah.
Like hugging me right below. This is weird.
Feels weird being above like your idol. You're like, god,
yeah,
damn,
yeah.
What?
I mean, I don't want to like idolize him, but definitely I was like watching.
Yeah, yeah,
I probably did at the time for sure.
Oh, there's definitely people I've idled and like idolized in the past where I'm like, I'll never be that good. And then I like start talking to them, I'm like, holy shit, like I'm talking to them. What the fuck?
Yeah. Besides Pest though, I think I've always looked up to like Green Tsubiji comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real respectable runner, not just in the fact that like his times are absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
but like I feel like I resonate with a lot of the stuff he says sometimes. And
yeah,
his like sort of journey with playing the game. But yeah, I think in terms of speedrunning, I don't get too inspired anymore. I think it was definitely something that like pertained a lot to me when I was in the process of trying to become like,
yeah, yeah,
when I was an ambitious player, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like the more you like get close to top, it kind of becomes like, you know, how it is. It's like, weird. I don't know how to explain that. Never mind. I'm like trying to put the words in my head. I'm like, I don't know how to fucking say that. Like, I don't know how to put that into words. Yeah, my brain's not good enough to do that. Yeah, cool. And I guess, why speedrunning? Like, why did it appeal to you? Just cause, or?
I think it goes deep, I would say, but like,
that's good.
I think that the reason speedrunning clicked with me was like my whole time I grew up playing like competitive games. Like the games I was playing were mm-hmm. Overwatch, League, and like shortly before I started speedrunning, I was playing a bit of Counter-Strike and Valorant.
Yeah, yeah.
And so everything I was doing was like playing competitive games, but I was never really good at them. I stayed hard stuck plat, like in every game, or not even in League. I was like silver, but I don't think I have the brain for that game.
I don't know. That seems like above average, no? Like I thought they.
I think it's like average in Overwatch and in Valorant. It was like,
man, when I played Overwatch, gold was the average rank. Maybe I haven't played in a long time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, like there's still like a solid like 45% of people at least that are like better than me. Which is like a lot. That's a lot of people for a game where there's millions of people. So I wouldn't consider myself like good at them, just like someone who plays.
I mean, what's like Grandmaster, which is like top 0.something% of people.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the thing was, my older brother, when like during the first season of Overwatch, he was top 500, and he's been top 500 like a number of seasons. So, I mean, the first season obviously is a lot easier.
The only season that matched, I was season 11, I think. I never got back to it. I couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, my brother's, he's like a multiplayer game, like, fiend. It's crazy. Like, I think he's, I'd have to look up the Rocket League ranks, but he's,
I think, at Rocket League. I can't play that game.
Not grand champ, but
yeah.
I think just normal champ. What are the Rocket League ranks?
I can't remember. My friend, like, explained him to me, and I was just like, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I think he's, like, champ. Anyway, he's, like, good at Rocket League, which is an entirely different skill from Overwatch, which he's been, like, top 500 at forever. And he's also, like, I don't know how good he is at League, but he's better than the average player.
That's fair.
I don't think he's like spectacular at it or anything. But like that being said, I always grew up around someone who was like around me and like very good at the things that we were both doing, and I was always mid.
That's fair.
So it was weird. It was very frustrating to like not understand how to get better, because I just wasn't in the right environment to do so, and I was like really young. Yeah. And when I started speedrunning, you could see a linear progression of improvement, and you never got worse. Like, if you're in Overwatch and you learn something, you learn something. But like a bunch of other people in gold also learn something.
You're
like, realistically, in the grand scheme of things, you're not constantly improving. But speedrunning is like a smaller, more, I guess, inactive community is the best way to put it. Like, the leaderboard is stagnant, and like only one person moves up at a time.
Yeah. It's like a...
And
it's more isolated. But I feel like that leads to like faster improvement. Like, people can get like, you know.
Yeah. And like, what the ability to like save state something and practice it with debug made so much more sense to me. And of course, it makes more sense to me because it makes more sense to everyone. It's like extremely easy to practice speedrunning compared to like any other game.
You just got
to
like practice
it. I think that level of like low entry barrier to like, you can just save state the thing. And if you mess it up, you just do it until you get it. And then that's all you have to do.
Like, it's just like consistency. Just like, playing a bunch, practicing the skip like over and over until it's like perfect, and then putting it into run.
And I was a person who had like all the time in the world to play video games at the time, and
same.
I never had the skill to like, or like understanding to improve at other multiplayer games. So when I started speedrunning, I think it was after like 3 months of playing the game, I had like a 36, and that was like top 50, maybe? I don't remember.
Not bad.
But I was like top 50 out of like probably a 200-ish.
Yeah.
And a community that felt like a lot bigger than that when you're talking in the Discord all the time. So like, I had a moment when I had like a 36 where I was like, yo, I could actually be good at this. Not like, I'm still minutes from world record, obviously. I can't even conceive of getting the world record now. Yeah. But I looked at it and I was like, I could just keep getting better. And I when I got a 35, there's a clip of me saying, it was a low 35. It was like 35 OX. There's a clip of me saying, it's called like, did it age well? Because I think someone took the clip, right, as I said it, and knowing that like it wouldn't age well. And I said like, yeah, I'm never getting a 33. Like, I might, I can definitely get a 34, but like a 33 is like, you have to be way too consistent, and it's just never. That's just not gonna happen. And then fast forward to, I think that was like September of 2020. Fast forward to, like, March of 2021, and I got a 33. Like, you know, I think at some point when I had like a low 34 around like late 2020, I realized like, I can get world record. I'm just going to keep running until I get like world record or like I burn out and die. But like,
I'm burned out. The game just drops dead. Like,
Yeah, there was a moment in 2020. So 2020 was if the other thing that I didn't mention I was known for at some point was the Impossible Any Percent mod.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a mod, it's a map using a mod. I did not make the mod.
Yeah.
But the map, well, that was like the first big map that came out with that mod. And as soon as that mod came out, I was like, I was in Zoom classes at the time, so I would just sit there and I would just monitor. One monitor had my English class on it, and the other monitor I was placing objects for 7 hours straight.
One like, monitor had my English class on mute while I was fucking playing video games.
But yeah, so I would spend a solid like probably four to 5 hours of my school day placing objects, and then another like 2 to 3 hours practicing Any Percent. Or whatever else I was running at the time.
I feel so bad for my classes during Zoom. Like, the teacher would ask me a question, I'm just, like, not listening. Like, I'm not even, like, it's muted, so I'm just, like,
hey, I'm
like,
better than that. I did not have it muted. If the teacher asked me a question, I would pause my game and answer the question.
I did not.
It was like, the teacher was the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
The teacher was the podcast I was listening to while I'm playing the game.
So, and, yeah,
it was just like an interactive podcast. Occasionally,
I just didn't care about school. I knew what I wanted to do in life, and I did not need high school for it. Yeah,
that's based. But yeah, so I was spending all day placing objects and playing Any Percent, and then after school ended, I would play Any Percent for like another 7 or 8 hours until I went to bed and woke up and do it again. But so when I made that mod. It got kind of big, and I know Fireborn posted like he posted a trailer for it on his channel, and that got like a pretty substantial amount of people like aware of who I was. That was right after I got a 34 too, so I posted the 34 on Bilibili. The reason was because it was copyrighted music and I couldn't post it on YouTube. So I posted my 34 on Bilibili just because it was another video sharing website. And by coincidence, like 3 days later, Impossible Any Percent drops, and the world record holder at the time for Path of Pain was this Chinese guy. You can think of him like Yihao now, but there's a guy named Stool back then who was like the Yihao figure that the Chinese community has now. So he's like really, like everybody knew who he was. And because he's a Path of Pain runner, he decided to try the mod. And when he tried it, he was like, oh, by the way, the creator of this mod just created a Bilibili account.
Oh, hell.
And so he linked everyone to the account, and the video got like thousands and thousands of Chinese views.
Hell yeah.
I did not intend. I literally just posted it and put a link on speedrun.com. I did not post it like intending for anyone to see it on this website. It was just a video hosting website. So anyway, you know, now the Chinese community knew who I was, and the Hollow Knight community knew who I was, you know, the Western one. It was going forward. Like, I think I was reaching like top 10 in late 2020. And by the time I got to like March, I had a 33. I believe I was like top 9, top 8, probably. I was talking to Pest in his stream. And Pest was like, he said very nonchalantly, yeah, you could get a 32. You could get a 32 by summer. And I was like, what? Like, dude, that's like this is like the hardest minute barrier to cross. There's no way I'm getting a 32 that fast. He's like, you're better than you think you are. And I was, he said, you're better than you think you are. And I was like, this is the guy that I've been watching, like, to me, he's like a god at the game.
Yeah. I mean, it's always like that. You like always put yourself down, and then it's like, no, I'm actually I can do this. What am I talking about?
In speedrunning, when you do something, it's not hard. Like, if you do it, it's easy because you did it.
Yeah.
So then, like, when someone else does something, you can't do it. You're like, that's hard. But if you do something, then you're like, that's easy because I did it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
And then there's people there's people watching you going, oh my god, I can't do that. That's hard.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Like, you've been there the whole time. You've been practicing it. So you practice it, you do it, and it works. Yeah. You're like, it's easy. So it becomes really easy to never look at what you're doing and be like, well, I'm actually really good at this thing. And Pest told me that. And funnily enough, I got a 32 that summer. So, you know, I guess the pest prophecy is true.
It's true. It's true.
But yeah, I think that it was the first, speedrunning was just like the first thing that ever gave me a feeling of like, I can be one of the best at something. And then at point, when we got into like 2022, it went from like, I can be like really good at something, not just like another average player, but like I could be good. And then after I got my 32, I was second place on the leaderboard, and I learned that.
I could be the best at this. You know, like just a little bit more.
Yeah. Nice. And so I was like, I could be the best at this. And so it took me a year to get from second place to first place, but I did eventually get there. And it was like,
getting your first like world record is a crazy feeling.
It is. My first world record ever was actually truending because I took a break from any. I got burnt out. Any percent. I think the way I'm trying to remember the order of events. I think I got my. I did my Stream Unlimited thing. For those who don't know, I turned on stream when I had like a 33.25. During summer of 2021, and I just said I'm not turning off stream until I get a 32.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I didn't just mean like I'm going to bed and coming back. Like,
you just wanted to grind.
I was on camera the whole time, 24 hours a day. I was literally on camera the entire time. So you could go into my stream and you could just see me sleeping in bed. And then I would wake up and people would be like, oh, she's on her phone.
Yeah.
And then I'd look over and I like see the chat move because I woke up. And then I like step over to my computer and like, all right. Time to get back to another 16 hours of this. And I literally did that for a week straight until I got a 32 and it worked. You know, maybe not the healthiest.
Fun.
I'm very glad I did it. I'm very glad I did it because it's nostalgic and it created some memories.
I mean, didn't Kaisenet do that for like Elden Ring? He like took 100-something hours. It's like, I hate that.
Yeah,
like,
I think so. I don't know if he was sleeping on the stream. He seems like the type of dude.
I think he did. He like just went and fucking slept and got up. He's like, all right, back down the ring. It's like, bro, no.
Yeah. Although that was only 100 hours. Mine was 176. So I'm 1.75 times better a streamer than Kaisenet.
I don't know if that math is true, but I'm not going to check it.
don't check it. 1.76, sorry. But yeah, after I got that 32, I kept running any percent for a while. No, that was when I ran all skills. I ran all skills a little bit, and then I went and ran any percent again. I got bored of any percent, and after lowering my time to like quite a bit closer to world record, and I went and ran truending, and during that summer, winter, sorry, like February 2022, that was around when I also discovered that I was a woman. I was in the midst of my truending grind and my trans realization, and I got my first truending world record. Actually, okay, it's really funny how it coincides because, there was a period of like 3 weeks where I started using he/she instead of he/him. Mm-hmm. This started from my girlfriend just started calling me her girlfriend just on her own accord. Just started calling me that just because she felt like it. And I was like,
that feels better.
Sure. I'm fine with that. I don't really mind. Like, you can keep saying that. At some point, I was like, okay, I'll use he/she. So I used he/she for like 3 weeks. You can legitimately see in my truending world record. There's if you guys know who Frog Mars is, I think that's still a username.
I'm not sure,
but so Mars was. I don't want to say the wrong pronouns. I'm going to go with they for now because I haven't checked in a while. But Mars was in my chat. And they were like, they used she, and most people were still just using he when I was using he/she. And then they said something that like very like, it wasn't just like a pronoun thing. I think she like, or like they like specifically gendered me in a, Sort of sentence. I don't remember what it was, but they said something, and I was in White Palace, like, on world record pace by, like, 40 minutes, or about 40 seconds. And I was, like, low-key more paying attention to the fact that someone called me a girl in chat than, like, the fact that I was on pace by, like, 40 seconds to get a new minute barrier. So there's, like, a moment of that.
Probably more important.
The Troning world record.
True.
So, yeah. Shortly after, I like, fully came out. So that was, like, a big month for me, February 2022. But yeah, after that, I grinded for Pest had gotten the 32-16, and I had, I remember that the day he got the 32-16, he was like, you know, he's in the Celeste community, and so he's like frequently chatting in those sorts of chats. This is kind of a tangent, but, I remember he was, like, chatting in, like, a bunch of different people's chats in, like, the Celeste community, and everywhere he went, because I was on Twitch all day back then. Everywhere he went, everyone was like, oh my god, congrats, Pest, and he was like, yeah, it feels like my birthday or whatever, like, literally everyone was, like, just, like, congrats, Pest, like, dude, I'm so proud of you, like, you finally got the 32-1X, because time, that was, like, that was thought to be, like, pretty much just as far as you could reasonably go without, like, killing yourself from burnout, he kind of did at the time, like, he went played longer than he wanted to, I think. So I saw him, and when that run dropped, I remember watching the run and watching everyone's reaction, and I was like, I was still second place at the time, I was like, I gotta play HK, I gotta go play HK, and I was in the middle of a Celeste grind when that happened, and I immediately just stopped playing the game, opened Hotline, and started practicing when I saw that run.
You know, but yeah, I see runs where it's like you just feel inspired, and it's like, oh my god, I need to play that game. Like, I see a run, I'm just like, oh my goodness, that is incredible.
I don't think there was ever a moment where in all of Hollow Knight history that made me feel more like that than when Pest got 32-16, and I just watched it. I was like, I have to play, the game now. I just love this game. There was a moment when I was grinding for record, and I was 5 seconds away at a 32-21. I guess I had a 32-25 at the time. In my 32-21, I accidentally selected Stalwart Shell in the Sly Shop instead of Lumafly Lantern, and it lost me like 3.5 seconds. And then I ended up being short of record by like 5 seconds. And I had the realization that it's like, dude, I could get it. If I just didn't select Stalwart Shell and like one other thing, I would have just had a record. Like, I can actually do it. And then I proceeded to not PB for 4 months because I got so wrapped up in the fact that, like, I could actually do it that I just couldn't do it anymore. Like, I was so focused on, like, you could actually do it rather than, like, practicing and playing the game. I got I just started, like, spamming runs. I was like, I need it so bad. Ended up actually working, and I need everyone to take this as a piece of advice, by the way. What ended up working is I was running the game for like a month and a half after getting the 32-21 and being 5 seconds from record. Like, I wanted it so bad. What I literally did to get the record was I went and played Celeste for 3 months. Or like 2.5 months. Stopped playing the game. I went and played Celeste. I think I got like a sub 30 for the first time or something. Or maybe that was the grand before that. I don't know. But I went and just played Celeste for 3 months. I came back and I got it in 2 weeks.
Hell yeah. Sometimes it breaks are useful, you know?
Yeah.
It clears your mind on things, and it's like, you come back kind of feeling refreshed. It's like, ah, oh, it's not too bad, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you stop worrying so much about, I gotta get it now, and work, like, you be more like, well, I'm trying to be the best player I can be, not just get this record.
Nah, the run that, like, I think inspired me the most, like, when I saw it, I was like, holy shit, I need to play. Is the first sub 30 for Ender's Nigh, the 80% run by Enox.
Was that Enox?
Enox's first sub 30, I was just like, holy fuck. All right.
I think I watched that specifically. I've seen that run specifically, and, like,
that run's incredible.
Watching Enox, if there's someone that inspires me who, like, doesn't really overlap with anything I do, it's got to be Enox. Like,
yeah, fair.
I've never seen like such an honest display of emotion. It's crazy.
Everything he does is crazy. Like
everything he does is like not only the most ridiculous gaming achievement you've ever watched.
By the way, podcast people, he's like, go listen to the Enox episode as well, please.
Oh, there's an Enox episode?
There is an Enox episode.
That's like, I love Enox. There was a time that I was looking for a new keyboard and I went into Enox's chat and I was like, hey, this guy probably knows about keyboards. So
yeah.
I was like, hey, like what would you recommend for a keyboard? He's practicing 7D.
To try to
get like the full, like he's in the process of trying to get like the full deathless 7D run for Celeste. And while he's practicing, I asked him that. And he stops practicing the game, goes to his closet, pulls out like 11 keyboards. And I watched the whole thing. I did not leave. He talked for 2 hours about keyboards to me. He straight up just stopped playing the game and talked to me about keyboards for 2 hours. I watched all of it.
Yeah.
It was really funny. It was like one question and he was like, oh, you don't want me to start talking about keyboards.
And
he stopped playing for two hours.
I've seen like, I need a new keyboard and they talk to Enox. I'm like, bruh. Oh my God.
He's like, done. If you ask him about keyboards in his stream, he's done playing the game for the day.
Yeah, yeah. Literally everyone I've talked to is like, oh yeah, Enox recommended this keyboard to me. I'm like, of course he did. Of course. Whatever.
Yeah.
See, I don't need a new keyboard. My keyboard, I don't know. My keyboard's weird. It's a technically a Razer, I think it's a Black Widow. Yeah, it's technically a Razer Black Widow, but it's not. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. It's like so heavily modified at this point where it's like, I cannot call this a Razer keyboard. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's definitely not normal Razer specs, but that's okay. No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really a keyboard connoisseur. Not gonna lie. I have this keyboard that I modified and it works pretty good. That's all I know.
Yeah, yeah. I currently have a Wuting.
Yeah, yeah.
So I probably just won't get a new keyboard ever until this one breaks.
That's fair.
I can't really imagine it gets that much better than this.
This one I've had for so long. I don't even know, like, yeah, it's definitely not a Razer, though. Even though it says Razer and has Black Widow on it, and it's it's definitely not, but basically every key has been, like, replaced or, like, changed out, and it's got, like, custom key molds and shit on it. Like, it's not... I don't know if it counts. But, yeah. Cool. Well, I guess like you know, when you're a speedrunner, I guess we can talk about like life experience and like controlling, you know, your mental and stuff when you're doing these hard challenges or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Any life experience, words of wisdom.
For you, I think that I would say like the biggest thing that helped me, I mean, this isn't really life experience, but this the biggest thing that helped me, and like just from looking at my game and when I'm doing well and not doing well in the history of me playing Hollow Knight, is like I play well when I'm having fun, because when I'm having fun, I want to practice the game, and if I want to practice the game, then I take it seriously, and then if I want to do runs, then if you do something you don't want to do, you're just gonna be worse at it. Like, doesn't mean you can't do it. If you want to play Hollow Knight for every 24 hours a day for a week straight, or if you don't want to, but you do anyway, you're still going to get good. Like, but the problem is, you're not going to be able to convince yourself to do that if you don't want to, right?
I feel like people improve faster if they're just having fun and, like, enjoying themselves.
Literally, all you have to do to be good is just have fun. And then, like, use the having fun to play the game seriously.
I think it's also, like, you know, when you're having fun, whatever, you're more relaxed. And if you're, like, relaxed and not tense or anything, you get more consistent. Like, you pull off things more consistently because you're not, like, thinking about it too much, you know?
Yeah, and your mental doesn't break from, like, a simple mistake. And
yeah, yeah. It's, like, more just like you get in the flow of things, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I think that speedrunning was like a pretty notable life experience for me. When I got the world record, it was probably the biggest shift in terms of like mentality for me. I mean, it's definitely been like a long, long progressive, like there's never been like one point at which everything changed, but I think the biggest change at like one moment was when I got the world record. I knew that like for the whole time, my journey had been about proving to myself that I could be better than Pest, because I never really believed in myself for most of the time. Yeah, and when I finally did it, I was like, whoa, I can be the best in the world at one thing. I never thought that was possible for me. And now I can't, and now I am. Like, that's, I'm at the top. And, you know, it took 2 months for Left to take the world record back. Or like month and a half or two. And
yeah. It's like one of the
after
things.
That, I like tried to defend it, and I did get it back for a month or two. And then after Celeb got like the first 31, I just didn't have the same motivation. And it wasn't even like a pouting, like, oh, I don't care anymore because I got beat. It was like, I did what I wanted to do. Like, I proved to myself that I can be the best at something, and I don't need to prove it again.
Yeah.
And like, it was spend.
So one of my favorite players a long time ago was a guy called Corpse Slish, Aliens vs. Predator speedrunner, right? And I was always like, watching his runs, like, I can't, like, that's, he's a good runner, you know? I'm never going to be. And then I was just running for fun on stream. Like, I was just playing. And I got to the end, and I looked at my time and was like, holy shit, did I just beat Corpse Slish? I was just like, wait, what? I have a better time? Weird. That's like, that's crazy. I didn't think I was ever going to do that.
It's weird. Every single time, like, the top 10 when I got to top 10 was the same top 10 when I started playing the game. Because I started playing at like a really inactive period for the top players.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got there, it was just the same 10 people I'd been staring at on the leaderboard forever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I started beating them one by one. I remember at my stream title was at some point, it was like any percent to beat Scurry. And then I beat Scurry. I was like, yo, like,
holy fuck.
They've been top 10 forever. That's insane. And then I was like, any percent to beat Murray. And then I beat Murray. I'm like, he's been number 5 ever since I started playing the game. And then it was any percent to beat Viz and Homothity. And then I beat them. And then at some point it was like any percent until I get 32. And I had a run that like bopped Fireborn. And I was like,
oh my god. Yeah.
Dude, what? Like, that's... But the Fireborn run was the first run I ever saw. The first speed run I ever saw, ever. Was the 3307, I think it was.
The first speed run I ever saw was Vorpal's world record at the time, Super Meat Boy.
Meat Boy, yeah.
Yeah. It's outdated. Yeah, it's one of his outdated runs. But at the time, it was the record. That was the first run I ever saw. Can't remember what time it was. Let me check. Check right now.
Super Meat Boy. Yeah, I know Vorpal tangentially. I haven't watched him much, but I watch Shredberg a lot.
Vorpal was like one of my favorite players, like a long time ago. You know?
Yeah, he's pretty old, right?
I don't know how old Vorpal is. I still
love in the speedrunning world.
In speedrunning, definitely. Let me check. Throw obsolete. Super Meat Boy. Oh my god, he runs a lot of games. Obsolete. Dark. I can't remember where it was. Let me find it. Just 1 second. 1734? I think it was that. I think, yeah.
1734?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. That's still, like, a really good time.
Oh, yeah, it's still a crazy time.
Yeah.
I mean, considering what the all three of the top three are tied at 1727.
Like, yeah, it is a pretty crazy super... The Super Meat Boy leaderboard is really funny.
Yeah. They're all tied. It's like, basically, it's like, bruh, I hate that.
It makes you think that it really is the...
It's like,
ridiculously optimized.
But there's definitely a lot of time save. It's just the time saves are really fucking hard. Like, you have to play pretty nuts to get anywhere near that time, you know?
There was, like, this one-year window of, you know, Milo percent. It's, like, a 17.5-minute category, and it's pretty much just the first half of any percent. So every time someone gets good at any percent, they're like, oh, I'll go do a Milo
percent. Like, they do, like... friend percent for the Ender's Nigh.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I assume it's the same.
The game, like, nerds. I love that meme.
But yeah, so every time someone gets good at any percent, they're like, I'll just go do like three runs of Milo percent or whatever. They go do it for like one day and then they get record or whatever. So there was a period of time where all of the runs lost like a solid like 30 seconds to one thing. Like abysmally bad for considering that the people who were running this were like
the best
any percent runners in the game. Like, we're talking like top five any percent runners, and all three of the top runs lost like 30 seconds to just some random shit, and then they didn't do another run. But the record was like 1738.1, and then someone else beat it with like a 1739 or 37.8.
Yeah,
and
someone
else beat it with like a 1737.5.
Yeah.
And so it looked like it was the most optimized Hollow Knight category of all time.
Top three
were all like individually world records at one point, and they were within 1 second of each other.
That's like
in a 17-minute category. But if you watch the run, like the shit could have been a 16. it wasn't even close.
It was just like everyone loses power at the same point. They're like, "Are you fucking serious? No."
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that, like, one part, it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Again?
Yeah, and no one ever cared to, like, do runs for more than one day for that category, because it was such a mean category.
The Aliens vs. Predators run, the 2010 one, there's some on the Marine campaign, which is the category I run. There's points where the fight is, like, RNG. Like, the aliens, you have to kill the aliens fast to, like, get through the hack phases, right? And you'll run into the fight, and the aliens will spawn at the other side of the map and then run away from you. It's just like, you fuckers, come back. So, like, you can just lose runs because the aliens are like, I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to chill over here. It's like, bro, I can't beat the game if you don't come and fight me. Like, what the fuck? So you end up just, like, staring at them across the map like, bruh, are you serious right now? But yeah, it's like, bro, it's so annoying. It's okay, RNG, you love it. Have you seen the talking about like the decimal point shit, have you seen the Five Nights at Freddy's speedrun?
No, I haven't.
Go to the leaderboards right now.
Hold on, Five Nights at which one? There's like a million of these games. I don't see Five Nights.
Just search up Five Nights at Freddy's, it'll come up. It doesn't come up on the thing for some reason.
Okay, I trust. Five Nights at Freddy's. Oh my god!
Yeah.
45, 23.64, 46, 6.78, 45, 24.02, 0.33, 0.43, 0.62, 0.66, 0.79, 0.95.
Yeah.
Those are the top 11 runs.
It's so scuffed. I was looking at it, and like the world record, he's like saves like 0.0 something percent of the milliseconds. He's like, yes, let's go. It's like, bro, oh my god, that would.
Is it really just all of the game is like insanely consistent, and there's like one thing?
Oh yeah, like you can't speed the knights up, so it's like the frames, but like where you can go between knights, you can speed up. It's like, it's so fucked. I'm like watching, I'm like, bro, you saved like a frame. I don't like this run. I respect it though.
Yeah, that's
respect
funny.
The grind. I think my favorite thing about the run is that none of them are the same. Like, like none of them are tied. They're all just different times. So it's like, bro. Oh my god.
Yeah, there isn't like a single tile. There's more ties than the HK leaderboard.
Yeah, and we
don't run decimals, but
yeah, it's like, bruh, I hate that. Like, they're not tied at all. Like, you can put them into a leaderboard, and it's like, I hate that it goes up by like one frame as you go up the like leaderboards. It's so dumb.
Some of these feel like less than a frame.
Oh, definitely. the 45-24-6-6, 45-24-6-2.
Like, yeah, that's...
Like, there's four... That's 0.040 milliseconds, bro. Like...
Yeah, it's like that was it with some stuff in Celeste.
It's like, how do you time that? What the fuck? How does that happen?
I'm not even too... I haven't been too active in speedrunning lately.
That's fair.
The Hollow Knight tournament, the 80% tournaments got me back a little bit. And I've been
There was an AVP tournament on speedrun.com. But of course it's the one game I don't play in that series. And it's my least favorite category in all of those games. I was just like, are you kidding me? Of course. Of course.
Yeah. But yeah, the 80% tournaments got me back into it for a little while. Nice. And besides that, like, I mean, I've really just been trying to stay de-rusted for long enough to make it through this tournament. I had planned on getting a 31 at some point in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to play the game enough that it's like, it might happen, it might not.
That's
I don't think I think it's more likely that it doesn't, but it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But since before then, like, I was not speedrunning for quite a while.
That's
most of my IRL, like, I've been super focused on music. I spend more time making music and, like, playing guitar and trying to make beats.
A musician approves.
And also, what was that?
I am a musician. I approve of this message.
Yeah. Yeah. You can actually, like, make art instead of playing video games. Crazy.
You can do something productive. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not. I have 6,000 hours in home.
No, it's productive. Oh, good usage of time.
But yeah, I think that, like, ever since that I like I said, I proved to myself that I could be the best.
Oh yeah.
My motivation to play has just been like a steady decline until right now, and like, if someone asked me, like, if I could have one thing, what would it be? It would be like, for this boy I really like to hit me up, to hang out, and not any.
True.
We all, like, if you asked me two and a half years ago, I would have been like, I need the world record.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's like, I need someone to love me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's how it is, you know. Definitely people are like, bruh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah.
In terms of future goals.
Future goals.
Speedrunning goals. I'll give you some actual speedrunning goals. I do at some point in my life want to get a 31. I'm sure it'll happen if I just, like, keep having a Hollow Knight phase.
Yeah.
Like, occasionally. Like, one of these days, I'll just do a run and it'll just be a 31. Not a serious goal. It's not, like, a goal I'm committed to. Super hard, but it seems like it needs to happen because it was too close to happening for too long. The one that I really want is the 26 in Celeste. I have a 27.07.
That's pretty cool.
And it's like really close to being a 26, but the problem is de-roasting Celeste is the hardest thing you could ever ask someone to do. So, like, if I go back to it, it's going to be a big journey to get those extra.
There's a reason I don't stop.
It's so fun, but it's just so much work.
It's too addicting. Like, I feel like if I play it again, I'm gonna get super fucking addicted and just, like, start grinding shit again. And it's like, I can't do it to myself. I have other shit I need to get done, you know? And there's games which I care about way more than Celeste, you know.
Yeah.
That I have achievements to finish. But yeah.
I would say biggest goal for me right now, aside from just, like, getting my driver's license and finishing this CS degree, I really want to play a live show. Like, I want to play a show.
Yeah. Like a
some
music
sort of music show. Any kind of show. I just want to play music just in, like, front of people in a room. Or... Okay,
Here's my advice as a musician. If you want to, do you have, like, You should find if there's like any open mics like around. Like any open mics where you can just go and like put your name down to perform.
Yeah. And, like, bring... my main problem is with playing a show is that I don't know how to play a show. So I need to practice a lot more.
Here's my advice. Get a few songs that are like really, you know, you like learn, you get well done and practiced. And then, you know, even if it's like one or two or three, doesn't have to be a lot. And then you go, mic, right? You put your name down. And then you perform those as if you're like doing a speedrun. Like just, you know, you've practiced, you've rehearsed. And try not to think about like what people think too much. Like because, well, it kind of is. If you've practiced enough, it kind of like the stress goes away. If you're like stressed about playing in front of people. Because, you know, the more you do it as well, the less, I guess, weird it feels. But, yeah, that would be my advice. Just learn, like, two solid songs on, like, guitar and singing, whatever, that you're, like, quite comfortable playing. And just, like, go and put yourself out there and see how it goes. Because, like, you know, at open mics, usually people aren't too critical. You know, it's an open mic, anyone can play. Which is quite nice. It's, like, quite good.
Me assimilating the speedrunner into the real world, it's just like speedrunning.
It's just like speedrunning.
Pretend it's a speedrun.
That's what I do.
No,
don't do that. Yeah, if you're playing music, don't rush. Playing music isn't a speedrun. Stay on time.
Well, you're not rushing in a speedrun either. You gotta do the inputs at the right time.
True. Stay on time with the bit. It's exactly like speedrunning. It's the one-to-one. It's just about timing inputs.
Exactly.
You hit this note at this time and you win.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I guess. But yeah, I want to play a show. I have to like move to transfer colleges this summer, so that's kind of where my brain's been at. That and I want somebody to kiss me.
W goals.
Yeah, this is the most important things to me right now.
W goals, what the fuck?
True. If you want to get into speedrunning, just do it. just do it. Or don't actually. Here's my advice for people wanting to get into this type of game, because I know what everyone else probably said at the end of their episode. Don't. Do not do it.
Don't do it.
Do anything else. You can do anything else. You can literally do anything. And why would you choose this?
This isn't meant to be the message of the podcast.
It's so cringe, dude. Why are you speedrunning? It's just cringe.
No, you ruined the podcast episode. Oh my god. All this time for nothing.
They're all your friends are probably gonna laugh at you when you tell them you're trying to beat a game faster than everyone. So that, just think about that every time you go to
that open isn't a game. That isn't necessarily untrue. People will probably laugh at
you. They'll laugh at you.
Oh yeah.
They'll hate on you.
People
you just gotta persevere and stop playing the game.
Stop.
When the haters come for you, let them hate. Give in.
Quit the game. You're never going to make it anyway. No. Good advice. Love your advice. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was quite fun, I think.
Yes, I had a good time. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Always a pleasure. And, any closing thoughts?
I will see you at ASM 2025.
Hell yeah. This is gonna be W.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Okay, bye. You can say bye. Bye.
Bye, bye.
Thank you so much for watching another episode of Reach the Peak podcast. This was Queen Magnolia. She's a pretty cool speedrunner, also fellow musician. So, just make sure to go and follow her links in the description of the YouTube video, and I'll see you next time. Bye.